Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 247 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here, host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener. Welcome. God, I love that intro music. Pumps me up. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, thank you for tuning in. 247 episodes because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We hope you stick around. We hope you love the show. If you're a long-time listener, welcome back. We continue to grow, folks, because of many reasons, but one of the biggest is ratings and review. If you get a chance, head over to iTunes. Please rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. I am so excited. I tell everybody this all the time. I tell my guests this. Super excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. If you love coffee, I know many of you do, they have amazing products, and you'll get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. If you head over to CJEvolution.com, you're going to see the link to this amazing company. I know many of you have bought their products. I hope you are enjoying it. Send a message to me. I'd love to hear from you, see how you like the products that they offer. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women working in a very difficult field. We support you. We love you. Keep doing an amazing job. And above all, be safe. In this solo episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that we all try to avoid at some point in our lives, maybe throughout our lives, and that is the topic of fear. Everybody's afraid of something. I know I am. I'm sure you are too. And I want to talk about ways we can conquer our fears, because we really can only strive and get better and attain that next level if we conquer our fear. So many of us, we are paralyzed by not going after what we want, or not writing that book, or starting that business, or going for that promotion, that we let it just paralyze us, and we're stuck, and we're not happy, but we don't know how to conquer those fears. At the beginning of each new year, many people consider making resolutions to change for the better, but we all know that very few of us actually commit and we actually follow through with those resolutions. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to conquer your fears. Now, number one, we have to understand fear and embrace it. Fear exists to keep us safe. It's not inherently bad or good, but a tool we can use to make better decisions. It isn't designed to keep us inactive, but to help us act in ways to generate the results we need and want. Embrace fear as instruction and let it inform your actions, but not control them. Again, we've talked about this many times on the show, how people in your life, you all have them, I have them, they are fearful. They don't want to take that next step, and they drag you into them. They drag you into their web. And again, a lot of these people are great people. They're family and friends, but they're fearful. And they're projecting their fears onto you. But you need to understand it, and you need to embrace it. I've said this many, many times. Any successful person out there is not successful because they ran away from their fears. They embrace their fears, and they learn from them. Number two, don't just do something. Stand there. We tend to admire people who are quick to action. But being deliberate, creating a plan, and pacing yourself are also actions. Remember, don't be paralyzed by haste. You can't do it. When fear strikes, consider whether the correct action might be to analyze the options and make a wise, well-thought-out choice rather than jumping to what seems right in the heat of the moment. Number three, name the fear. Sometimes merely stating what your fear is gives you strength to deal with it. Say your fear out loud. Write it down or focus your mind on it. When you try to ignore your fear, it grows. When you face it, it shrinks. And most of the time, I remember growing up, folks, my mom was a very wise woman, and I remember her telling me when I was growing up that most of the things we are afraid of, most of the things that we fear never come to fruition. So why waste time on them? Number four, think long term. If you're an entrepreneur or whatever you're doing out there, you might be afraid you won't make the next payroll. But what's your three-month outlook or the outlook for 3 years from now? Again, this applies to law enforcement too. Thinking about the long term won't fix your short-term problem. but it can help you think about it more objectively and come up with the right solution. Number five, educate yourself. We are afraid of nothing so much as the unknown. If your fear is based on the lack of information, then get the information or knowledge you need to examine the situation based on the facts rather than speculation. We live in an amazing time. We all know that as far as technology goes. Get online, research it. Now, take online what you read with a grain of salt, but there's so much information out there. Educate yourself. Number six, prepare, practice, role play. The longstanding top fear in the United States, we all know this, is public speaking. In many surveys, death itself ranks in second place to standing in front of a group and opening your mouth. If your fear is related to your performance in a certain activity, then practice, and role play. And practice. Because most of us, at some point in time, are going to have to get up in front of a group of people. Law enforcement officials, other people in criminal justice, we know this. Again, practice. Number seven, utilize peer pressure. Have you ever done something scary, like jumping off a high bridge into a river below, only because you were with friends who were egging you on? Peer pressure, like fear itself, can be positive or negative depending on how it is wielded. Surround yourself with people who will push you to overcome the fears that are holding you back from what you want. You don't want to be with those people who are keeping you down. Number eight, got to visualize that success. Athletes may imagine the successful completion of a physical task thousands of times before achieving it. You may envision that promotion at the police department that you're going for. You visualize it. This mental mapping ensures that when the body moves, it's more likely to be its preordained path. The same practice will prepare you to succeed at whatever you're trying to achieve. I never really was a big fan of visualization, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it works. If you put your mind, if you're thinking about something and you visualize it, your mind is going to naturally move to that position. I'm serious. Number nine, gain a sense of proportion. How big of a deal really is the thing you're afraid of? We sometimes get so caught up in the success or failure of a particular quest that we lose sense of where it fits in everything else we value. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Nope, your birthday's not going to get taken away. Again, if it's something horrible and detrimental to your health or others, then don't do it. But a lot of things that we worry about, folks, it never comes. Number 10, get help. Whatever you're afraid of, is it something that you have to do alone? Find a mentor or support group to help you through it. Athletes have coaches, students have teachers, friends, even if they have no expertise in the area you're struggling with, can provide the needed support to face your fear. Number 11, follow others. Find a recipe. Are you doing something that has never been done, or can you follow the footsteps of someone else who has accomplished it before? I was scared to death when I started this podcast a couple of years ago. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Maybe I still don't to some degree, but I'm learning and I'm putting myself out there. And I followed the footsteps and I followed the recipe of other successful podcasters. Enough said. Number 12, have a positive attitude. Telling you, this is so important. You know, you have to have that attitude. Not that everything is, you know, great all the time. We live in a real world, but you have to have that positive attitude to get you through the tough times and ultimately face your fears. Number 13, be willing to pivot. As the old adage goes, if first you don't succeed, try and try again. But there's also the saying, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We all know people like this, right? If you're afraid to do something again because it didn't work out the last time, try to figure out why it didn't work. Don't just give up. Like I said, a lot of people, they get back on that horse. They go for it. But then even more people quit and they don't do anything. They're just fearful because they failed once. You have to keep going. And number 14, focus on others as your motivation. There are things we would never do for ourselves that we would quickly and fearlessly do for others. Remember that. What methods have you used successfully for overcoming your fear? Think about that and go for it. Get past those fears to achieve your next level of greatness. Folks, I hope everybody is fantastic. Stay tuned. We got a lot of great content, a lot of great guests coming up. And thank you for tuning in to the show. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.